We've seen a lot of Saskatchewan and Manitoba bred horses win quite a few races. Do you feel that the gap is closing between the caliber of the Saskatchewan and Manitoba horses as compared to the Alberta horses in years past, and thus we're seeing better results because the horses that are coming to those two provinces are a lot better than they were 3 or 4 years ago?
I wouldn't say all horses, but the better horses from Alberta or from Manitoba and Saskatchewan can do here if they fit right classes. The top horses here are way better than the top horses home, so bit of a gap there where horses can do good here, but they got to be horses that are in the right class. That's the way I look at it anyway.
With the uncertainty of the Saskatchewan circuit, with the government pulling the funding and some changes to the dates in the Manitoba circuit, possibly for next year, just talk about what your plans are. What are your immediate goals, depending on how the cards basically fall?
Well, right now, my girlfriend goes to university here, and I'm planning on staying here as long as my horses can do okay, because the way it looks back home, very hard to make a living. But if they ever got 5 months of racing straight, I would for sure go back home race, because it's a lot nicer to be with your family and friends and stuff. But if I can keep doing okay here, I'm going to stay here for sure.
Do you ever talk to guys like Phil Giesbrecht and Brandon Campbell who have experimented going out east and what it's like down there? I know the situation isn't necessarily very good there either, with the slots program being possibly taken away. But do you guys ever kind of share notes with each other at times?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually worked down there when I graduated. I graduated in the middle of my grade 12 year, and I went and worked down there until I was down there for 4 months. And I worked for Casey Coleman for a little while, and then Joe Pereira. I learned a lot when I was there. Don't stop there, because you're racing every day. But Joe Pereira had 25 horses, and I was always going paddocking for him and stuff like that. It's pretty busy down there, but it's pretty fun there. If you like the sport, that's where you should be, really.
How far do you see yourself going with this?
Kind of an up-and-down sport. You don't really know what's around the corner. That's the downfall of this thing. I'm hoping to stay in it as long as I can keep making money and paying the bills.